There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the Abroad in Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, but joined as always by not American Pete.
Right. No Pete Donaldson today, my friend.
Just the tattered, shattered remnants of Abroad in Japan. I'm so dead. So, first off, guys, apologies. This is the... we're late. This is the first time in 4 years a podcast has been late.
I'm disappointed. I was looking in my feed and it wasn't there, and I'm ready to forgive you.
We do have a good excuse though, don't we?
I think that you have an outstanding excuse.
And that is that we just successfully cycled 750 kilometers across Hokkaido from Wakanai to Hakodate, where we are right now on the upper deck of a hotel observation deck looking over the city.
Yeah, let that be a reminder to those who are curious, well, where's the podcast? What's going on? He still made time to record this in the pretty tough, you know, settings of piano music playing above us. We're overlooking right next to an onsen.
It's like an ASMR Japanese hotel lobby experience. You can hear people making coffee. You can hear the rumbling of the air conditioning unit. You can hear the smiles of laughter of children.
Yeah, and you can also hear the pain and suffering that you went through. I can hear it in your voice. That was over a week. You cycled from Wakanai, where we originally went to replace
my mind.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. But you cycled from the very top, where you can basically see Russia, and you went all the way down to
Dubai. We saw it.
You ended up in Hakodate, which is where we can now take a bullet train back to the mainland.
Back to where things make sense.
We had a few questions. Number one, how do you feel?
Dead.
Okay, number two, how much money was raised?
$300,000?
That's insane. Oh, my God.
For the Immune Deficiency Foundation, right?
Well,
incredible.
Right.
Like, you know, I originally set out to do this, like, to get fit as part of my let's get fit before the end of the year kind of thing. Mm. And it was Connor's idea to do it for charity. Credit where it's due to him, you know. And credit where it's due to Connor, he streamed the entire trip, which I would not have been able to do.
Now, how long would it take you to throw away the text-to-speech messages that are piping in memes?
Yeah, so people can pay $15, right?
Yeah.
And then their message is read out on the speaker by a robot. And it was just the most annoying thing. If I'd done it, it would have been out the window. It would have been in a field in Wakanai, on the outskirts of Wakanai very quickly.
So maybe 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, it was an incredible credit to you both, because as much as it's a physically exacting thing of trying to just wake up every day and cycle hundreds of kilometers, you also did put on a performance, and you are trying to entertain and raise awareness and money for this foundation. I gotta say, I joined like near the end.
Yeah, Pete joined in Sapporo, which was about 4 or 5 days into the 8-day journey. Maybe just past the halfway point.
But I'm absolutely knackered and I didn't do anything. All I did was hang out in the van, and you guys had to do this for over a week. So I gotta say, I'm glad you guys got it done, and I'm extra glad it went to a cool charity. So well done.
Yeah, I'm really glad. I'm at the point, because yesterday is the day we finished, right? And I've had this sort of accumulation of pain and suffering. Like the palms of my hands really hurt from leaning forward on the bicycle. My legs are just like rubbish. I can't stand up at the moment, barely. So I think when the pain dies down and the smiles return, I will be able to truly appreciate what we've just done.
Any advice for people who are thinking about, you know, I'd like to go to Japan. I think that cycling across Hokkaido or Honshu would be amazing.
Well, I mean, we did it with a tight schedule. We had 8 days to do sort of 750 kilometers. And, you know, I think an extra day or two would have made it a lot more pleasant, a proper break in between, because we didn't actually have a break. And on the original journey across Japan, we had a break every sort of 3 or 4 days.
Which, by the way, the original journey across Japan was, what, 48 days?
It was 46 days. But, you know, we didn't really cycle more than 70 kilometers. So, you know, it's crazy, really. Like, by the end of the trip, Connor and I were powering along. Right? At the start, it was a bit slow, a bit rubbish. But by the end, you know, we were doing like 60 kilometers in the morning before we even had lunch. And we really had been able to pick up the pace. So.
Yeah, I was nervous because when I was joining, I was watching the stream on my way to Sapporo because I wasn't going to join you on that day. It was the next one. And it was raining very hard. And the conditions were not ideal. Every time I checked in, these damn dragonflies, and then checked out. Come back in, what is with this wind? Check out. And I thought, oh dear, the elements are getting the better of them, but they're still powering through. When I got there, suddenly, you started setting the pace, and you guys were like, I was talking to Ian and Paul, who were part of the technical side of things. They were like, these guys are killing it. They've somehow hit their stride on like the fifth and sixth day, and now they're making like double the time.
I unleashed the dragon that is my powerful legs.
Yeah, I got concerned. People call you the calfable one.
Well, I've
now
got really abnormally large calves. Connor maintains they're a chima. I do have very muscly legs. I don't know why, but I think by the midpoint of this trip, my legs paid dividends.
Oh, yes.
there was a lot of power there and a lot of speed, but yeah.
So is this your first time? Because I know you've traveled a considerable amount and you have a lot of advice to give people who are interested in Japan. Is this one of the first times you've been able to see Hokkaido during the summertime?
I think it's the second time I've come here in summer, maybe the third. It's a beautiful place. Like, the temperature here is actually bearable in summer, right?
Oh, it's so much better.
Like, we go outside now, it's about 20 degrees, low humidity. But in Tokyo, where you're going to be later this afternoon, it's going to be close to 30, 80% humidity. You don't want to go outside. We got lucky in that regard. Like, I don't think Connor and I would have said yes to this cycle if it was anywhere else in Japan, right?
You're right.
We had to have been here.
And yeah. I guess for me, I've always heard of Hokkaido as like, oh, it's the snow place, a snow festival, or ice mountains. So even being in the car, seeing the absolute stunning nature aspect of it was probably my second favorite part after the fact that you guys raised over $250,000.
Well, I mean, Pete, you did your part. You were, like, begging the viewers for money.
It's true.
You did, like, Pete did these pep talks every morning that, like, Henry V, you know, once more into the breach, dear friends. It was kind of like that.
Yeah, I think I tapped into my Midwestern snake oil salesman where I can try to elicit funds for a good cause and not personal gain. But that's, you know, that did... I think what my responsibility was kind of a emergency break, you know, break in case of emergency. We need some optimism. We need some levity. For Brits, we're too dour.
We need some laughter.
For UK people, I shouldn't say. Connor's Welsh. But we need some laughter. And so I tried to step in, not get on anybody's nerves.
Well, I think by the middle of the trip, like, I was really happy and fun and nice for the first 4 days. And then after Sapporo, I was just like, I'm dead now. I can't like do this. I can't be energetic. We need a court jester. We need some energy.
That's the one.
We need Kansas. And that's why you were brought in, especially imported from Tokyo.
I appreciate that. I got the call. I have a special phone in my apartment that rings only when you call. And it's like,
well,
oh.
You're like the presidential hotline.
And
we need your help again, son.
And I was working. I was building something. And I just dropped my tools. And I got on a train. And I got to Sapporo as fast as possible.
Fucking Noah's Ark. And speaking of Noah's Ark, it was, you know, it rained a lot. And yeah. I don't like cycling in rain, but
yeah, that was probably, I mean, in terms of logistics, that was probably the worst part, was when the weather got, or the wind.
Yeah, I learned don't cycle against the wind, but then you don't have much choice. We did meet some stream snipers, some fantastic people though.
I couldn't believe it because I hadn't been able to follow completely, because these are like 9 or 10 hour streams every day, but I would assume incorrectly that you'd be constantly bombarded by stream snipers. But then I remembered you're in the middle of nowhere in the north.
Yeah.
As you got further south, three for three, four amazing people came and supported
you. Yeah, every day we had someone.
That's incredible. Melissa was the first.
Yeah, she brought lots of snacks and sweets, and she was on the JET program, and
yep.
she sent a nice letter. Yeah.
And then we, actually, I think we had a day of nobody, and then yesterday we had Suzuka, who you just missed.
Yeah, we were just at a convenience store, and then just as we drove out, guys, she rocked up. Unluckily, Pete was still there with Ian and Paul.
She was so disappointed that she got me. But I told her we'd record her message, and she was going to go to St. Andrews in Scotland and study philosophy.
Lucky girl.
Yes, and then you met the walking dude.
Yes, he was amazing. He gave us a plum. There was a guy just at the side of the road waving. Like waving me down. I thought, oh, it must be Paul the cameraman. I can see him in the distance, right? And but it wasn't Paul the cameraman. It was a dude who was walking across Japan from top to bottom, literally Cape Sawyer to Kagoshima over a 4-month period. Alone.
Madness possessed this man.
And he gave us some plums, like you do. And they were really good plums, to be fair. And after that, I felt rejuvenated, like Donkey Kong.
Yes.
Eating bananas.
Or a Pac-Man swallowing fruits.
Yes, I was the same.
That's quite astonishing that he's chosen this path. I just don't know how anybody could take 3 months off of their work to walk.
Why don't you do an IRL stream? That could be your thing now. Walk across Japan, 4-month special.
Well, we certainly know it can't be running. I joined you guys on the road for about 12 seconds, and I fell over. It was so exhausting. But I think walking I could do. Yeah, that's interesting. So now that this is done, I mean, you know, as a content creator and as someone who's always trying to do something new, what are you doing for me now is the most important thing. So this charity event is finished. You have a day off. What's next for Mr. Broad?
I just got a trash taste interview in like 2 days.
The official fourth member.
Yeah, so I guess we'll talk about it there. And then I'm doing a Spartan race.
You're what?
This is a race where you go 5 kilometers up a mountain and then do 20 obstacles.
Are you?
And that's probably going to make the cycle look really easy. Obviously, the cycle is done over is a long-term endurance challenge. This is a let's die in one afternoon challenge. Sign a death waiver in case I just die.
Yeah, let me know what hospital near is there and I'll bring you some flowers.
Yeah.
This sounds mental. Pete. A Spartan race, and is it like next month or do you have like a day or two to prepare?
It's about 2 weeks.
Great.
It's about 10 days. Oh, crap. I really need to get training.
Well, I do want to clear the air on one particular thing. You rib me a lot as a regular guest, and even in private messages. I think we can all say I came through in the clutch, and I finally got you that PS5 with Charla's help.
You didn't give me a PS5.
I did not. But
for months, guys, I was like, you know, talking about how Pete promised me a PlayStation. Then one day I walked into the sitting room, and there was a PlayStation there. And I was like, oh, it's Pete. Delivered, and Charlotte was like, "No, I got it myself." I know who my real friends are.
I know, but on the other hand, I did remember to bring you your copy of Cyberpunk back.
Did bring my game back, yes.
So my question is, when Mr. Broad's alone time, are you gonna relax and just play video games for 12, 14 hours for a couple days to recover?
I would love to do that, but no.
Ah,
got to edit journey across Japan. I've got to run a Spartan race. I've got to practice for a boxing match in Los Angeles in December.
I'm a little concerned about that
And I've got to film The Christmas Carol.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Now, see, you are busy.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how get 30, how get 20, 20, 20, how get 20, 20, how get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Mine's pretty low after coming back from the craziness of WrestleMania, too many body slams and all that. And I'm pretty jealous of my co-host Chris, who seems to have been exploring Japan's most isolated hotel. He's definitely winning in the relaxation race, but I'm determined to catch up with him. It can be easy to get swept up in social gatherings and spread ourselves too thin, but with therapy, you can learn to prioritize your time and recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Japan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Japan.
So this boxing match in December, you've teased me with this idea that I can I please be in the corner with smelling salts and be like, you gotta punch him, you gotta go harder.
It's not Rocky.
It's not?
It'll be a rocky afternoon.
Well, that's what I want. I hope I can cheer you on in some capacity.
So for those of you wondering what we're talking about, I said yes to this chess boxing tournament that Ludwig, one of the top YouTubers we have these days.
Yes.
A fine young man from America. He wants to do a chess boxing tournament. He's got quite a few folks on board for it. Basically, you do like a round of chess, then you box for 2 minutes. Then you do chess for 2 minutes. Then you box for 2 minutes.
They're spliced in between the exhaustion.
It is insane. If you watch a video of it, right? There's like two guys in a ring. They're like horse to bishop, and they're like doing chess. And then it's like, right, time's up. They quickly back away. The table's taken out, and then you fucking start boxing.
And then, so if this
then
goes
after 2 minutes, it's like, right, chess again.
And you're gasping for air.
Yeah.
Oh my god! I thought it was a day of chess and a day of boxing.
So even if I become good at boxing. If I lose the chess, then I'm done.
Ludwig, you madman. What have you done? People are suffering concussions and you're having them move pawns.
Yeah, so I've got to not only get good at boxing, but I've got to get good at chess.
How is your chess game?
I'd say I'm an intermediate player.
Okay.
But, you know, what scares me is I travel all the way to Los Angeles, where this tournament's happening, and I'm like, right, let's do this. And I lose in like 3 moves at chess. I don't even get to box.
That would probably be a benefit to you, I feel.
That would be very depressing.
Fine. Yeah, so, I would just knock over my king on accident and be like, oh, you got me.
Oh.
So the other thing is, I found out, because I'm on your Patreon, because I support you as my friend. You're my good man. I found out that I'll be joining you for some sort of a... Thanks for telling me ahead of time. I'll be in England, or specifically, it doesn't matter about me. You will be in England after the boxing match, and you're going to be hosting a kind of get-together or a gathering in a theater?
Yes.
Could you please tell me what the hell this is so I know?
Well, my favorite time of year is Christmas, right?
Mine too, sure.
I love Christmas, yep. And I love Christmas in the UK. But I haven't been able to go back for 3 years for Christmas. So I thought, what better time to do like a Born in Japan Christmas event? And so on, I think it's December 17th.
Okay.
Rented out the best cinema in London.
Wow.
And we're going to have an event there.
Oh, so am I like
you're
going to
be there?
Guest?
And Natsuki and Ryotaro and Pete Donaldson and Charla and Jackie and everyone.
Awesome.
And the tickets have already sold out, so it's pointless talking about it. But I'm going to... Basically, I said I'll announce the event on Patreon. Just get a few tickets sold first. Just because, you know, obviously, Patreons that support you, you want to reward them first.
Sure.
I was like, you know, they'll probably snap up a few tickets. They sold it out. They bought them all. I was like, oh, shit. And like the cinema was like... When are you going to announce it publicly? I'm like,
we don't need to.
And they were
that.
Like, you've sold out quicker than like Tarantino. And I was like, oh, crap. So we've got another slot that's going to be going on sale in a week or so.
See, that's why I brought it up. I knew there'd be a second show.
There will be another one. And before I announce that, guys, I'll let you know the moment that is being kind of promoted and released in the next podcast, a good podcast, in a room with a decent microphone, not in a hotel in Hakodate while I'm dead. We will try and record that, and I'll tell you the dates, because they sold out in like about 90 seconds, unfortunately.
So no rest for you.
No.
Always
no
busy.
Always busy. But that's the best way to be, right? Yeah, it's when you're not busy that you start to feel a bit depressed.
I agree.
When you keep busy, keep doing things, you forget about the fact that when you die, there's nothing. Forever.
Can't take it with you.
Yeah.
Only your experiences. So that's why I'm going. I don't want to turn this into a thing about me, but I'm going to France for the first time tomorrow.
You are? I can't believe this.
And you're
an American in France.
I'm American in France. And you're the only... I want to point this out. You're the only person who has said positive things about this country for me.
Aww.
You were it's a great place to visit. Good food. Nice places. Go.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to France quite a few times, and it's a more extreme country than the UK. I think the highs are higher in France. Mm. The scenery is staggering. Mountain ranges, old castles, beautiful villages, untouched, undiscovered by travellers. But then there's, you know, there's bad stuff. There's a lot of bad stuff.
Finding the balance is going to be key.
Lots of places aren't very clean. I've recall being moderately harassed by people there.
Ah.
And while I was waiting in Lyon, I was driving a car in Lyon. The car in front of me stopped at the red lights, and we stopped whatever for the traffic lights. And someone with a bucket of what can only be described as shit.
Oh my God.
Came up to the car in front and threw it all over the windscreen.
What?
And then basically charged and extorted the person. Well, the moment they threw it all over the windscreen, they started cleaning it off. And they were like, 10 euros. And the driver in front looked like they wanted to commit murder. Luckily, I managed to drive around it.
I would have driven over them and said, like, that's insane.
I experienced things like that happening quite a lot.
But if I go to England, I might get chipped for a quid.
What the hell does that mean?
I heard it from Ian. It means stabbed.
Hopefully
that won't happen. But I am going to be hanging out in Essex, and I'm going to some seedy places. But I'm looking forward to...
Don't go to Essex.
I'm going to Essex. I want to see...
No.
Yes, I will.
Oh.
But for me, this is the first time I've ever really left either my home countries of Japan, which has been 10 years, or America. So I've never been on a vacation before. So France is going to be really exciting for me. I'm really looking forward to it. And then after that, I get to go to England and go to checking out like pub culture. This is gonna be... it's gonna be the fall of Pete. Not like the fall, like downfall, but like the season of Pete traveling.
The season of Pete.
I'm so excited, man.
I think it's gonna be the first one, more the fall of Pete into the River Thames.
Yeah, that's too bad.
But I'm looking forward to seeing you react to the UK.
I cannot wait. I've always wanted to go.
You're gonna discover that the UK is pretty good.
I've long been of the belief that UK food, and especially British cuisine, is not some sort of meme-y crap thing. It's delicious.
See, I mean, I'm lucky to have traveled the world over, Japan the world over, and eating a lot of food, as we know. And I will say, British pub food is insanely good. It really is. And I get the image that British food's shit, but that's honestly from the 90s and before that. And some kind of in the 2000s, there was a bit of a renaissance in good cooking and quality food, and things changed around the 2000s. So now the food in the UK is pretty good. Of course, it's not as ubiquitously delicious as Japan. You can't walk into just any restaurant. You do have to do your homework a little bit still.
Well, you know, I think too much is put on, like, this one's a Michelin star review. Sometimes you want to, you know, you want to eat pub food, you want to eat something deep fried, you want some comfort food. And I feel like England, especially like British pub food, is one of the main things I'm looking forward to. And a bitter.
Yes.
I've never had this.
Wow. And
I'm really excited about it.
Well, you should try the cider.
That's what
I'm looking forward to. But the essence of what makes the UK good is going in a pub on a cold winter's day, sitting by the fireplace, mulled wine at Christmas, cider. It's amazing. And I haven't experienced that since 2019, whenever that was. So I'm very, very excited. And I'm excited to see how you react to that. You'll probably not want to return to Japan.
No, well, I do love this country very, very much. It would be a lot to push me off of this place. But, and especially like just when we went to 3 days in Hokkaido with you, and I was in the car seeing all these places that I want to revisit, I still got a little bit of time left in Japan.
Where do you want to revisit?
There was two places in particular that I only was there for, like I said, Sapporo and then to today. Noboribetsu, because I went for a little walk at night and in the morning, and it was stunning, like unbelievable. I can't wait to go there in winter with its natural hot springs. And Toya,
oh, Lake Toya is very nice. Yeah,
there was fireworks. It was amazing.
They have fireworks every night from
every
the hotels
night.
Around
I thought
Lake
they
Toya.
Were just for you. I was like, oh, Chris is here. Welcome him.
Wacky Weekend was in town.
Yes. Like a traveling circus. I went also on a walk that morning, and at night I didn't even notice when you step outside, there's like this beautiful bay, and across from it is a huge mountain with these clouds hovering around its summit. And I thought, I need to come back here for like 2 or 3 days and enjoy the atmosphere. But so Japan, still after 10 years, I'm discovering new places that I absolutely want to visit.
Mm.
Thanks for bringing me.
Oh, I feel the same as well, honestly. There's still lots of corners of the country to discover and explore. But for now, guys, we've got to hop on a bullet train back to Tokyo. The podcast will resume normal times, good times.
With good Pete.
He is a good Pete.
Yes,
he's
a
very good Pete indeed. And we'll have a nice good catch up with Pete in the next few days. But for now, guys, no matter where you might be, out there in the big wide world, have yourself a great few days. We'll see you right back here, do it all over again on the Abroad Japan podcast. Bye for now.
Bye. Bye. See you, buddies.
Japan is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.